Hi, friends. Greetings again today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My, it's always a joy to be able to come into your house, into your automobile, or your place of work, wherever you may be today. You may be down and discouraged. You may feel lonely that nobody loves you. But my dear friend, remember that God loves you today, and He would that all men everywhere be saved. And so we want to bring a message of hope today, and a message of encouragement to your heart. This month, we're asking for you that are believers, if you are a Christian, and you know the Lord today, and you've been saved by His grace, would you please take a few minutes and sit down and write us a letter and tell us about your conversion? Tell us about who helped you to know the Lord. Somebody was instrumental in helping you to find the Lord Jesus Christ precious to your soul. Our address will be given at the conclusion of our broadcast. So we want you to write us a letter today, and it'll be an encouragement to our heart, and it'll be a blessing to you. Our subject today will be how to be successful in your Christian life. I don't think anyone desires to be a failure. We all want to be a success. And first of all, if you give your life to God, then you are a person that's able to be used by the Lord. And the Apostle Paul gives us in the Gospel, or the Book of Romans, rather, chapter 1, and through the Book of Romans, we find a few choice passages that the Apostle Paul gave us that we could use these scriptures as our own direction for our lives, that we might be a successful Christian. In Romans chapter 1 and verses 14, and after the Apostle Paul, you know, he was a very religious man after his own sort, after his own way, his own Jewish religion. But he found out that he was in the wrong road, on the wrong direction. And God struck him down along about midday and saved his soul. And then he changed Paul's direction. And he said in Romans 1:14, I am a debtor both to the Greeks, to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now we find the Apostle Paul, first of all, he realized that he was in debt. You know, to be fruitful, to be successful, we've got to realize that we are in debt to somebody. First of all, we are in debt to God because He gave His own Son. You remember God the Father in John 3:16, that He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God, He made the world. You know, He created the world. In Genesis 1 and 1, if you would read this account, in Acts chapter 17 and verses 24 and 25, and God created man, He said, after our own, His own image and likeness, and so He gave us dominion. He gave the human family dominion over everything, every creature upon the earth. And so we are indebted to God, and we should rejoice in the fact today that God made you and I to have dominion over everything, and He breathed into our nostrils, and we became a living soul. So every good gift and everything that we have today, it comes forth from God. In James 1:17, He said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Of His own will begat He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. So you see, of His own will, God, He didn't have to save us. He didn't have to give us His Son to come and be a propitiation or be the substitute for our sins. But He did give, God did give His Son that we could be saved. And so every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from Him. So we should feel indebted to God because He first loved us. You see, God was in search for Adam in the Garden of Eden. God was in search for your life when He knocked at your heart's door and saved you. And secondly, we should feel in debt to Christ because he laid down his life for us. He said, for a righteous man would one scarcely die, but he died for the sinners and for the ungodly. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 24, he said, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Thank God that Jesus, he taken upon him the form of sinful flesh, though he knew no sin. And the Bible said, of his own body on the tree, he bore our sins that we could go free. We should be glad today that God sent his Son, and the Son willingly. He said to the crowd that crucified him, he said, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down of my own free will. So you see, it was the love of God. No wonder he could say, for a righteous man would one scarcely die, but he died for the sinners and for the ungodly. In 1 Peter 2 and 21, he said, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Now you see, today we that know Jesus Christ, we today that have been saved, you see, God is leaving us for an example. We're the only mouth that God has. We're the only hands that God has. We're the only feet that God has. And therefore, he said he's leaving us as an example that we should follow in his steps. So to be a Christian is to be Christ-like today. And aren't you glad that God has left you in this world to be an example to others around you? Because the only Bible that many people will ever read will be your life. So whatever station or whatever place that God has placed you in this life, my friend, rejoice and be glad in that, because you may be the only person in your community, in your household. You may be the only person around that knows Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. And therefore today you should be in debt, feel in debt to God, and you should feel in debt to Christ. So Paul said, I'm a debtor to the Greeks and to the barbarians, to the wise and to the unwise. And he said, so as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel. Are you ready, friend, today, whatever station, whatever place that you're in, whatever situation you're in today, are you ready to, as the Apostle Paul was, to preach the gospel? You may not be a preacher, but God can give you a message. He can give you something to say to your fellow man to be an encouragement to him. You know, in Matthew chapter 16 and verses 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You know, when Jesus came to his disciples, you know, they laid down their vocation. They laid down their fishing nets. Most of these men were fishermen. That was their profession. And when the Lord called them, he said, if you want to be my disciple, you lay down your profession and you come and take up your cross and follow me. And one by the name of Peter said, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said, in this life, he said, you'll have a hundredfold, and the end, life eternal. Isn't that great dividends? Isn't that great returns for our sacrifice that we have given for him? You know, God will be in debt to nobody. He's going to repay us many fold, many times over and over again, that God is going to repay us. And not only in this life, but in the end, you're going to have life eternal. You think about the poor person around you, friend, that has not heard about Jesus Christ. They may be good people. They may be good lives. But friend, if they don't know Jesus Christ, then they're going to die and go to a terrible place, an awful place that is called hell. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verses 1, he said, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. He said, I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. You see, his own kinsmen, his own nationality, they had a zeal of God. They were very religious people, but they didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. And then he gives us another passage in Romans chapter 12, verses 1. He said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God doesn't want anything dead. Back in the Old Testament, during the dispensation of the law, they would take the life of an animal, and they would give this blood, you see, and that blood would push back sin for just another year. But you see, Christ gave himself a ransom for us all. He is that great sacrifice. He gave his life once and for all. There was enough blood shed on Calvary's cross to be the propitiation, or to be the sacrifice for the entire human race. You see, he had one life to give, and he gave that life that we could all be saved. And all he's asking, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice. You see, it's something living. You are alive today, and God wants you to use your body and your mouth and your means as a witness for him to tell the world today that Jesus loves them and that Jesus saves. And in Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1, he said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that is set before us. Now in chapter 11 of Hebrews, he says that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, talking about all these people that made sacrifices. He tells about people like Abraham, people like Noah, and other great people, and Moses, men of faith that laid down their lives, and they suffered many years for the example that you and I could be a Christian. So today, would you be willing to sacrifice and let your life be a sacrifice for God? If you want to have success, if you'll just take these simple rules, God will bless you and use you. If you'd like to have a copy of this message, you just write us at the Words of Hope Ministry, and we'd be glad to send one to you that you too could be an example. Would you bow with me in a moment of prayer? Heavenly Father, bless this message to those that may be listening today, and may their lives be a sacrifice for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you is our prayer. You can hear this message each weekday, Monday through Friday, on this same station. We trust that you'll be listening, and if you're a Christian, that you'll pray for us and with us, and be sure and write us and tell us about your conversion and your being saved. And we'd be glad to correspond with you and answer and help you in any way that we can in our week way. May God bless you until the same time on next weekday.